Only someone too stupid to find his way home would wear himself out with work. That'd be a good one to put on your visor of your car. Okay? He says it's dumb to wear yourself out from work. To overwork. When you overwork, you know what you're doing? You're playing God. You're saying, it all depends on me. It's all going to crash if I don't keep it going. No, it's not. You are not the general manager of the universe.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. In a time where tolerance is valued more than truth, every believer in Christ needs more than ever to know what it takes to build a godly foundation for their life. As we continue this series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick will look closely at the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love. But first, you might not know that today, December 1st, is Giving Tuesday, a global day dedicated to giving back. Well, we're excited to let you know that a generous friend of Daily Hope has stepped forward with a special $20,000 Giving Tuesday matching grant. That means any gift you give by midnight tonight will be doubled, meaning your gift will go twice as far to share the hope of Jesus with more people, extend the gospel further to those who haven't heard it, and fight even harder for our God-given religious liberties. Time is of the essence because we'll lose any part of the Giving Tuesday grant that isn't matched by midnight tonight. And you can find out more about it by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. That's rickwarren.org, or you can just text the word daily to 313131 for more info. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called The Balanced Life.
CNN did a poll and they discovered that 69% of Americans would say, I would like to slow down, I would like to relax. On the other hand, the latest Harris poll says that Americans are spending 8.5 hours less per week at leisure than we were a decade ago. We're spending less time relaxing than a decade ago. The result of that is what Time magazine has called the 20th century blues. And in this cover article on stress, anxiety, and depression, the bottom line is that the American dream has become a stress nightmare. Folks, we just weren't made to live this way. This frenetic, fast-paced life that we are all kind of caught up in. And God never meant for us to live those kind of lives. Now today, in this series, as we continue on building my life on values that last, we're going to look at a value or a quality that is universally admired and universally ignored. And that is the quality of balance. How many of you would like to live a balanced life? I think that's pretty much all of us. Yeah, it's pretty universal. We all want to live balanced lives. But I have yet to meet a totally balanced person. In fact, no one in this room is living a balanced life completely. None of us are. It is a goal, it is a desire, it is an objective, but none of us have gotten there. In fact, the only person who ever lived a totally balanced life was Jesus Christ. Now, I would say that what we're going to talk about tonight is maybe the greatest sin in this congregation. You see, you folks, you're not out committing immoral crimes every day of the week. You're not terrorists, you're not axe murderers. But most of you do live pretty unbalanced lives. And this may be the one that gets us. This may be the one that we need to work on the most. What I want to share with you tonight is nothing new, but it's something that we all need to hear periodically to get our lives refocused and back in balance. You see, the principle of balance is one of those laws that God established the universe on. And every nook and cranny of the universe is built on this principle of balance or equilibrium. For instance, the earth is perfect in its balance. It is perfectly balanced. If it were not the globe, then we would feel the vibrations much more intensely as it rotated. The earth is tilted just right on the axis. Did you know that if we were to tilt just a few degrees one way or the other, we would either be burned up by the sun or we would freeze up as we've pulled away from the sun? It is perfectly balanced, and God intended it that way. Nature is a system of ecosystems that live in balance, and we're discovering that more and more each day, how that even the tiniest variation in the ecosystem creates a chain reaction. God has set up a food chain and plants and animals in harmony in the earth. And ecologists are studying these balances and these ecosystems and how they work together. And we had no idea really how finely tuned the world was until just even in recent years. But even nature is set up in a system of checks and balances. Architecture, this building or any other building, is built on the system or the principle of balancing stress load. That as you build a building, you have to balance the stress points on it so it holds up. An imbalanced building will collapse. An imbalanced bridge will fall. Many of you know that this past week I spoke at the National Day of Prayer in Washington, D.C. And one of the things that Kay and I got to do while we were there as I was speaking there is we visited the National Cathedral, which is an enormous, it took 80 years to build the National Cathedral. And, you know, it's solid rock and it's just incredible. And the whole idea of cathedrals came about when they discovered the idea of what's called flying buttresses, which are an architectural tool that they use when a column starts to buckle. What they do is they put pressure at the exact point there to keep it from buckling, to prevent an anti-pressure, or to promote that, so that there is balance. And if a building is not balanced, it collapses. If your life is not balanced, it will collapse.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org, or just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
You might know that today, December 1st, is Giving Tuesday, a global day dedicated to giving back. Well, we're excited to let you know that a generous friend of Daily Hope has stepped forward with a special $20,000 Giving Tuesday matching grant. This means any gift you give by midnight tonight will be doubled, meaning your gift will go twice as far to share the hope of Jesus with more people, extend the gospel further to those who haven't heard it, and fight even harder for our God-given religious liberties. Time is of the essence because we'll lose any part of the Giving Tuesday grant that isn't matched by midnight tonight. So please, contact Daily Hope now to double your gift. Call 1-800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Or you can give online at rickwarren.org. That's rickwarren.org. Thank you for giving this Giving Tuesday. Knowing your gift will be doubled to share the hope of Jesus with more people who need it.
Once again, here's Rick.
Many of you know that this past week I spoke at the National Day of Prayer in Washington, D.C. And one of the things that Kay and I got to do while we were there as I was speaking there is we visited the National Cathedral, which is an enormous, it took 80 years to build the National Cathedral. And, you know, it's solid rock and it's just incredible. And the whole idea of cathedrals came about when they discovered the idea of what's called flying buttresses, which are an architectural tool that they use when a column starts to buckle. What they do is they put pressure at the exact point there to keep it from buckling, to prevent an anti-pressure, or to promote that, so that there is balance. And if a building is not balanced, it collapses. If your life is not balanced, it will collapse. The human body is built on the principle of balance. Did you know that your body is 9 different systems? You have a circulatory system, a respiratory system, you have a central nervous system, you have a digestive system, you have a skeletal system. You have 9 different systems in your body, and these systems are in balance of each other. When any one of them gets a little out of whack, gets out of balance, we call that dis-ease or disease. Likewise, health is an issue of finding balance. And when the systems are all in balance, we call that health. Healing is the recovery of balance to the body. Now, we could go on and on all night about this, that equilibrium and balance is a basic principle of the universe, and God loves balance. Not only that, he's interested in you living a balanced life. Notice on your outline the very first verse, Psalm 127, verse 2, out of the Living Bible. Let's read it together. It is senseless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night. God wants his loved ones to get their proper rest. This concludes today's sermon. I hope you have a great nap tonight. Really, really great, okay? Now, see what God is concerned about? Did you know that God is concerned that you get the right amount of rest? Did you know that God is concerned when you're under stress? Did you know that God is concerned if you don't balance your life? He is very concerned about it because God is a God of balance. And the basic bottom line is this. When my life is out of balance, I'm out of God's will. It's that simple. When I am out of balance in my life, I'm out of God's will. It is not God's will for me to live imbalanced. So tonight, we're going to look at seven principles of balance from God's Word. These are not anything new, but they're principles that we need to be reminded on over and over again. They won't take very long to cover. So I thought tonight what we would first do is give you a little kid's eye view of balance. Okay, let's look at these seven principles of balance from God's Word that Kay and I are going to take you through right now. The B in balance stands for build. Build my life around Christ. Now follow me on this. The only balanced person who ever lived, totally balanced, was Jesus. Therefore, if I put him at the center of my life, it stands to reason that I have a better chance of being balanced if he's at the center than if anything else is. Does that make sense? He is the most balanced person who ever lived, and if he's at the center, he will teach me how to be balanced. Now, I want you to think of your life like a wheel. And at the center of that wheel is a hub. There's a core. There's a center. And out of that hub are all the spokes of life, which represent your relationships, your family, your career, your finances, your dreams, your goals, and every other area of your life. Now, you will build your life around something. Something is going to be at the center of your life. I don't know what it is. If I were to ask you, what does your life revolve around right now? It might be work. It might be your family, it might be your dreams, it might be possessions, it might be some goal. You say, how do I know what my life is centered around? Simple. What do you think about the most? Whatever you think about the most is what you center your life around. Now, the center of your life is very, very important because if you have a solid center, you're going to have a solid life. But if you've got a weak, flimsy center, you're going to crack up at the edges. People tell me all the time, Pastor Rick, I feel like I'm coming unglued. I feel like my life is falling apart. Now, if you felt that way, it means one thing. You have a faulty center. It means something other than God has taken first place in your life. Something other than God has taken the center point of your life. It may be another person. It may be money. It may be a dream or a goal or a career or whatever. But if it's not God, it's not strong enough to hold you together. And you better get God back in the center as quick as you can, or your life will eventually fall apart because nothing else has the strength to hold all the pieces together. Not only does the hub create stability, the hub controls everything else. And so whatever you put in the center, in the core of your life, is going to control everything else and influence everything else. Not only is it the controlling factor, it's the source of power. In a wheel, the center of the wheel is the hub. The hub is connected to the axle, and the axle is connected to the source of power. The power always emanates from the hub outward, not inward. Now, if you have anything except God at the center of your life, at the hub, at the core, you got a power shortage. Because nothing else has enough power to help you make it through all the things that you're going to go through in life, the unforeseen crises that you're inevitably going to experience. So you put Christ at the center, and he gives stability, he gives control, and he gives power. Notice this verse, Matthew 6, 33. God will give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. I think that's the New Living Translation, not the NIV. Your primary concern, circle that. Now, those of you who've been in church for any length of time know this verse in the King James Version says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. What does it mean to put God first in my life? Well, don't think of it in terms of first place, second place, third place, fourth place. Think of it in terms of what's at the center. What's in the hub? What's at the control? What's the source of power in my life? And if you put Jesus Christ at the center, he can direct, he can influence, he can empower, he can give stability to every spoke of your life, whether it's education, career, family, etc. Now, Jesus summarized life priorities in two sentences. And in Matthew chapter 22, he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. He says, love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus says, I'm going to summarize the whole Bible. Here it is. Love God and love people. Now listen, if that's the only thing you get done in life, but you get those two things done, you've done the most important things. According to what God says, and he's the one who puts you here. He says, if you love me and you love other people, you've done the most important things. So I need to build my life around Christ. A in balance stands for accept. I need to accept my humanity. What that means is I stop trying to pretend that I'm God. I stop trying to pretend that I have all the answers, that I can solve everybody's problem, that I can meet every need, and that I can fulfill everyone's expectation. I have to recognize that I have limitations. I'm a human being, and I am not Superman. I'm not even semi-Superman, and neither are you. And when you play God, you always end up overworking. Ecclesiastes 10:15. Let's read this verse aloud with great enthusiasm. Only someone too stupid to find his way home would wear himself out with work. That'd be a good one to put on your visor of your car. Okay? He says it's dumb to wear yourself out from work, to overwork. When you overwork, you know what you're doing? You're playing God. You're saying, it all depends on me. It's all going to crash if I don't keep it going. No, it's not. You are not the general manager of the universe. So you can resign and it's not going to fall apart. God will take care of things. Now, one of the causes of workaholism and one of the causes of a lack of balance is we care too much about the opinions of other people. And we let the expectations of others manipulate us. Now, listen, God can't even please everybody. You know, one wants it to rain, one wants it to be sunny. And only a fool would try to do what even God can't do. You cannot please everybody. You cannot meet everybody's expectations. And when you do, you're asking for trouble. You're asking to be imbalanced. What happens is when you start living for the expectations of others, you go around shoulding yourself. I should do this. I must do this. I have to do this. I've got to do this. They're expecting this. The things that you do in life, you do because you either choose to do them and the consequences, accept the consequences, or you choose not to do them and accept the consequences. But that is your choice. Now, even pastors fall for this one because lots of people have expectations of pastors. I heard this week about a guy, a pastor friend, a guy came up to him at church and said, I tried to call you on Monday and I couldn't get in touch with you. And the guy said, pastor said, that's because it's my day off. And the guy's trying to be self-righteous and he goes, well, the devil never takes a day off. And the pastor goes, yeah, and if I didn't, I'd be just like the devil. You see, Satan is not my model, but God is. And the Bible says that God rests. Why? Because he needs to and he gets tired? No, but it's an example for us. You cannot do everything. Have you learned that? And not everything's worth doing in the first place. Have you learned that? And you have limitations on your life. You are a human being. And you're not God. One of the popular rock groups out today is Jars of Clay. Have you heard these guys? They're good. They also happen to be Christians. And their name comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, which Paul says that we hold God's gifts in our lives in jars of clay. He compares our bodies to jars of clay. He says, you know, we're just human beings. We're feeble. We're fragile. You know what jars of clay do? They break easily. You drop them, they splatter, they crack up. Jars of clay pots have to be handled with care. Clay pots have to be handled appropriately. If not, they're going to crack up. And the same is true of you. One of the verses that God has convicted me of just recently, in recent months, is this verse, Psalm 119:73. He says, "You made my body, Lord. Now give me sense to heed your laws." That's a good one. Number three, the third key in balance is to limit my labor. That's the L in balance. Limit my labor. That means make a conscious decision to make time for other things besides work. I have to decide how many hours I'm going to work each week, and then I stick to it. Now, look up here. This is especially important in Orange County because so many of you are self-employed. And if you don't set a standard number of hours of work that you're going to work, you'll just never take a break. You'll take your work home with you, or for that matter, you may work out of your home. And you never slow down, you never take a break, you never let down. And just like a bow and arrow, a bow that is constantly strung tight loses its power. It has to be unstrung periodically. So you need to force yourself to set some realistic hours of work that you're going to work in a particular week. And then you need to hold yourself accountable to somebody else. Just check up on you, make sure that you're not overworking. This is very serious stuff. Particularly, I would suggest this if you are a single parent. Because I don't know anybody who works harder than single parents. And because you have so much responsibility on you and you're trying to care for all the kids, you very rarely take any time for yourself. You don't relax. You're always on the go. And you're harming yourself and your family. Now, folks, what I'm talking about tonight is not just some little pop psychology or good advice. It's so important that God put it in the Ten Commandments right up there with don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't lie, and don't steal. That's how important what we're talking about is tonight. It's the fourth commandment. And it says this. It's there on your outline. Exodus chapter 20. Read it with me. Verse 9 and 10. You have 6 days in which to do your work, but the seventh day is to be a day of rest dedicated to me. Now, this is very interesting. Of all the things that God said, here are the top 10 moral commands. And he says, you know, don't have any other gods before me, and don't make any idols. And he says, don't murder, and don't commit adultery. And then he also says, take a day off every 7 days. Why did he do that? Because God wired you up to be in a rhythm of work and rest, and work and rest. And our best requires rest. Now, this principle is called the Sabbath. If you want to write this down, the word Sabbath simply means a day of rest.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment with a final thought. But first, you might not know that today, December 1st, is Giving Tuesday, a global day dedicated to giving back. Well, we're excited to let you know that a generous friend of Daily Hope has stepped forward with a special $20,000 Giving Tuesday matching grant. That means any gift you give by midnight tonight will be doubled, meaning your gift will go twice as far to share the hope of Jesus with more people, extend the gospel further to those who haven't heard it, and fight even harder for our God-given religious liberties. Time is of the essence because we'll lose any part of the Giving Tuesday grant that isn't matched by midnight tonight. So please, contact Daily Hope now to double your gift. Call 1-800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Or you can give online at rickwarren.org. Again, that's rickwarren.org. Thank you for giving this Giving Tuesday, knowing your gift will be doubled to share the hope of Jesus with more people who need it. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Thanks for listening today. You know, we can be completely confident that the gospel has the power not just to save us, but to change our lives on a daily basis. I'd love to hear from you. Why don't you write me this week, rick@rickwarren.org, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.